Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to echo some of the sentiments that the UK was putting out. I wasn't necessarily going to comment, as we do not employ this standard in Canada. However, we have done extensive research looking at these collisions, and specifically the turning cases. We looked at, we put together a report compiling information from over 80 in-depth collision investigations involving vulnerable road users and heavy goods vehicles. And the main takeaway from that is in these turning scenarios, as Mr. McDonald was saying, that once the person is on the ground, there really is no way to stop that person from being run over effectively by those rear wheels due to the off-tracking of the vehicle. A number of those collisions that we investigated involved city buses, coaches, other vehicle types that have already sides that are lower to the ground than any side guard requirement. And we see the exact same results in those collisions as we do with vehicles without side guards. And from our literature review, again, we went very deep into this and looking at the research in this area, the only real evidence of side guards' effectiveness is in those cases where the vehicle and cyclists are traveling side by side and you have that cyclist fall in that gap. Really, there's no other evidence that has been, I would say, sufficiently demonstrated to show the effectiveness in other collision scenarios. I'm happy to share some of the research that we have with Japan just on that. And I was actually going to ask Japan too, because in one of the slides, they state that there has been a reduction in these collisions since they introduced side guards in 1978. I guess I would be interested to see the data before and after that to actually see if there was a change or if the change in fatality rate is more about the number of vulnerable road users, different types of factors that may be coming into play there that would affect that fatality rate. So, thank you.